KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for the news. It's a Wednesday, the 28th day of February, final day of February. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Motherlode and Sierra Nevada to start about 4 o'clock this afternoon through late Saturday evening. A series of cold winter storms will bring periods of heavy snow and gusty winds to the foothills and mountains of Northern California throughout the remainder of the week and into the weekend. Snow expected to begin late this afternoon and continue heavy at times through the weekend. Total snow accumulations above 2,000 feet will range from 8 inches to 2 feet, and total accumulations above 3,500 feet will range anywhere from 16 inches to 7 feet. Also, in the upper elevations and higher mountain locations, expect wind gusts up to 75 miles an hour. Travel over the mountains being highly discouraged by both Caltrans and by National Weather Service. Conditions could be extremely hazardous. Remember now, a winter storm warning for snow means there will be snow-covered roads and limited visibilities. Travel not recommended while this warning is in effect. And if you must travel, be sure to keep extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. Well, the Amador grand jury released a special report yesterday that takes a closer look at the Amador County Unified School District's purchasing procedures in the wake of the conviction of former interim school superintendent Elizabeth Chapin-Panotti. Chapin-Panotti pled guilty last year to a count of conflict of interest in which she had arranged for the school district to buy books that she had authored and had a financial interest in. The grand jury reviewed the circumstances and district policies concerning this incident. In a key portion of the report's narrative, former school board president Wally Upper is contacted by the book distributor that Chapin-Panotti used, who flagged the suspicious activity for Upper's attention. Upper then meets with Chapin-Panotti, but does not inform the rest of the school board or anyone else at the school district level. It's only after the Amador District Attorney's Office starts its investigation that the full board and school district become informed and Chapin-Panotti steps down from office. The report is unclear if Chapin-Panotti was promoted to interim superintendent before or after Upper was informed of the potentially illegal purchases. The grand jury report goes on to detail some 25 findings, mostly concerning the school district's failure to properly govern conflicts of interest, either by not following school district policy or the district's policies being inadequate. The report outlines 13 recommendations for improvements to address the issues raised in the report. The school district has 90 days to respond to the grand jury. Current school district superintendent Amy Slavinsky released a statement pledging a full public response from the board and superintendent. Well, Calaveras school superintendent Mark Campbell has come out against President Trump's proposal to arm teachers to prevent school shootings. Asked this week what he thinks of giving teachers guns, Campbell denounced the idea, saying he is absolutely against arming teachers or any staff, and that it does not address any underlying cause, nor does it effectively present any level of positive and productive response. Campbell met with the Calaveras County Sheriff's Department and talked with Sheriff Rick DiBasilio about school safety and strengthening education's partnership with law enforcement. Now, their talk focused on responses to active shooter incidents, emergency plans, door locks, and other site-specific campus security issues. Asked how many times deputies have been called out to Calaveras Unified Schools so far this year, how that compares with the last school year, and what the threats have been reported so far this school year are, Campbell said he did not have that specific data on the number of actual direct threats made. President Trump has repeatedly made the suggestion of arming school staff since the February 14th shooting deaths of 17 students and staff members in Parkland, Florida. Meanwhile, Calaveras Sheriff's deputies continue to take part in on-campus drills and work with school site administrators to improve safety measures. And the local Amador County ballot for the upcoming June primary election is shaping up. According to County Registrar of Voters Kim Grady, a handful of incumbents and challengers have been added to the list of those to file their declaration of candidacy papers. As of today, all incumbents, except for District 3 Supervisor Lynn Morgan, District 5 Supervisor Brian Onetto, and District Attorney Todd Reby, have filed. The following people have filed their papers for these offices: County Clerk Recorder Kim Grady, Lockwood Fire Protection District, Lois Cookie Stevens, Sheriff Coroner, Martin Ryan, County Superintendent of Schools, Amy Slavinsky, and Treasurer Tax Collector, Mike Ryan, Assessor Jim Rooney, Auditor Tacey Onetto Ruin, District 3 Challenger, Jeff Brown, and District 5 Challenger, Andrea Macon, have recently filed papers. As far as judicial declaration of intent, Superior Court Judge for Office Number 1, Steve Hermanson, has filed, and for Superior Court Judge Office 2, Renee Day and Robert Shell have both filed. Grady says the candidate filing period runs through March 9th. Looking even further ahead, Grady says the first day vote-by-mail ballots can be mailed out is May 7th. And the deadline has been extended for comments on the draft McCallamie River Wild and Scenic Study Report, originally due today. Comments are now due to the California Natural Resource Agency by March 15th. That report recommends adding 37 miles of the McCallamie River to the California Wild and Scenic River System. The report was mandated by the 2015 passage of Assembly Bill 142, authored in part by Assemblymember Frank Bigelow. AB 142 requires that natural resource agencies conduct a study to determine the suitability of sections of the Upper McCallamie River and North Fork McCallamie for inclusion in the state system. Now, copies of the state study are available through a link on the Foothill Conservancy's website. And again, Fire Chief Ken Mackey has informed us that all crews have been released, at least fire crews have been released from Ione. Working on that gas smell. We reported that earlier this morning. Mackey said basically the smell ranged from Brickyard Road and Highway 26 down to Jackson Street. And due to the cold temperatures, though, PG&E is continuing their check. And again, Chief Mackey has released all of his resources, but PG&E is still on the scene. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.